Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the Mrs. Feminist podcast. Welcome back to you and to me. I'm sorry I've been away so long. I've had a much busier summer than I anticipated, which is why you haven't really heard from me. But I do have the next like month and a half planned and started, I swear. So we're going to be back to full swing. So before I say anything else, please do me a favor and like my page on Facebook, Alexandra Lydia, and head over to Instagram to follow us here at Mrs. Feminist Podcast. And you can also email me your questions or topic suggestions at mrsfeministpodcast@gmail.com. And listen to the podcast, shop our store, read new blogs, and sign up for our newsletter all at our website, alexandralydia.com. So, why have I been so busy? Well, for starters, I've been in the final stage of getting my second novel ready for publication, so that's been a ton of work, but it's coming along really well. It comes out in October. I will keep you all posted because I really hope you're gonna love it. And the other thing is I've had a summer truly, truly packed with weddings and family reunions. And coincidentally, that's what also gave me the idea for today's podcast topic, because we need to stop asking people when they're gonna have babies. Ooh, ooh, just tell mama I'm okay, okay. So let me tell you a little personal story about my life and my dreams. So when I was 20, I remember sitting in a Starbucks with my roommate Devin, and we were talking about the future and what our dreams were and our plans we hoped to come to fruition. And I was telling her that my game plan was basically to move to Nashville as soon as I could and use my English degree to get a job at a publishing company, and then I would have to seduce a rich southern gentleman so that we could be wed and I could get citizenship, at which point I'd be probably like 28, 29, because I kind of figured I'm gonna peak at about 27, then we would both be like career people, so we'd never have kids, but then we'd be that really cool aunt and uncle that like comes to our siblings' children and just totally spoils them, and we would live super happily on two disposable incomes and die in each other's arms at the ripe ages of 96, a la The Notebook. Obviously, that is not how my life turned out. Instead, the summer after I made such a bold prediction of my future, I met my future husband, John. I thought he was a total jerk, but I ended up falling in love with him one night under the stars. I'm sure we've told you guys this story before. So 3 years later, we got married after I reluctantly agreed to have a new game plan that would eventually include babies. So I just want to make it really clear that I am head over heels happy with the life John and I have created, and it is so much better than my plan that I'm sure would have failed of seducing some rando in Tennessee. And it may not include Nashville or all these single-hood adventures with hot southerners, but it's literally everything I wanted and so much more that I didn't know I wanted or needed, but I'm so thankful that I've got now. So, I love this life. It's my favorite adventure. It's great. It's awesome. However, our one point of contention has always been around the subject of having kids. I personally have never deeply desired children. Like, I could honestly live my life childless and not think twice about it. I've never really loved babies. I don't want to hold your baby. I'll like tell you it's cute, but it probably looks like a weird alien because all little babies do. Like, I'm not really into babies. Our patriarchal society has always said that like motherhood is a woman's greatest gift she gives to this world. And like deep down inside of them, all women want to be mothers. And I just never have really related to that. Like, I definitely played like baby doll in house when I was a little girl, but ever since I've been more grown up, never had a desire to have kids, okay? John, on the other hand, was basically destined and created to be a dad.
He is so good with kids. He's like the one at the party who's not with the adults, who's entertaining the kids because he wants to make them feel loved and included. He is like 100% dad material, and he really wants to be a dad. At one point, he claimed he could or could not have kids, and that it was up to me, but we really swiftly realized that this is not the case. He wants to have cute little Johns and cute little Allies running around the house one day, and no matter how much I tried to convince him, our two bunnies and puppy are our children, he is not having it. He will not be sated. So, since I'm not like 100% anti-baby, I have agreed to pop out a maximum of 2 watermelons for him, and I'm certain I'll love them, and I look forward to that stage of life, and I'm totally cool with having kids because I know how happy it will make both of us. And thanks to modern medicine, we can wait until we're more settled before beginning that journey, because I think one of the things that I struggle with the most is I'm like, John, look at our life. We live in a basement suite. We have all the student debt. Like, we are not ready to have children. I want to enjoy just being married to him, and I still feel so young. Like, I do not feel ready for babies. And so what's really great is that while before it was like, you better pop it out in your mid-20s or you'll never have kids, it's like, actually, you can wait till like mid to late 30s, even some women in their early 40s are still popping out babies. So, thanks to modern medicine, we don't have to freak out too much. So we're kind of aiming for our early 30s. And in the meantime, we're really enjoying all the child-free benefits of family planning, aka birth control. When I talked to John to say like, hey, is it okay if I like kind of share this with my thousands upon thousands of podcast listeners? Yeah, right. He was like, yeah, of course, like, I'm all cool with it, but are you sure you want that to be on the record? Because one day we are going to have kids, and what if they listen to it? And they're like, well, thanks, Mom, you didn't want us. And I was like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. And I have been thinking about that. And I think what I want to stress most, because I know this could be so easily misinterpreted, is that I am totally fine with having kids one day. I think it'll be great. I'll have no idea what the heck I'm doing, but I think it's going to be awesome. So despite this rock solid game plan, everyone keeps asking when we're having kids. And you know the questions. Your dad wants to know when he'll get grandbabies, and your grandma wants great grandbabies, and that one aunt you only speak to once a year reminds you that time is running out and you shouldn't wait too long because you never know, it could be harder to conceive. And I swear, at every single wedding, every family event, every family dinner, anything I attended this summer, at least once, someone would say, so when are you guys finally having babies? When do we get babies? Are you going to have babies? Are you pregnant? Can we have babies? Babies, 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 babies. And let me be clear, I super appreciate the enthusiasm, and it is totally cool to talk to someone and be like, oh, are you guys planning on having kids one day? Like, that's a normal question. That's all cool. Like, yeah, nice to know. Are you or aren't you? Cool. One day you're going to. Great. Until then, live your life and be happy. But you get this question so much, as particularly a young woman. And something that irks me the most is when they'll say, oh, when are you finally having kids? And it's like, finally, I am in my mid-20s. We only just settled into full-time jobs. Have you seen our student debt? We live in a basement suite. We haven't even begun to travel. We are so not ready to finally have kids. I mean, I am trying to build a friggin' feminist empire here, people. I don't have time to keep a child alive. And here, let me insert. If you have kids and you want to have kids immediately, you do you. I have a friend who has always wanted kids, and she got pregnant 2 months after she was married, and like now she has 3 of them and she's crushing it and she loves it and it's her heart's greatest desire. And you know what? She is just as much of a feminist, because feminism isn't about telling you what to do. It's about telling you that you have the choice to do what's best for you. For all of you who keep getting this question and are getting as frustrated as I am, let's all just take a deep breath. we're not alone. And when we keep getting asked these questions, there's some things we should remember. So most of the people who are going to ask us when we're having kids have had the pleasure of knowing us since we're babies. And you brought so much light and joy into their lives, and they're only asking you when you're having kids because they see what a great parent you would be, and they want you to experience the same joy that they did in watching a child go from diapers to taking over the world. In a way, it's actually a huge compliment when you get asked, when are you having kids? Because they look at that incredible person you are and see what a fantastic parent you would be. And they trust that you would create a successful, happy, healthy little human. So props on you for being a great person. They want more of you in this world. I mean, frankly, you should almost take it as a huge burn if they're not asking you when you're having kids, because then you might need to evaluate, what life choices am I making that are making people think that babies would not be safe in my arms? So I get it. A part of me can see how it's kind of a compliment and it's very sweet and they're invested in your life and your future, and that's all great. Like, I look at my dad and he loves babies and he loves kids and he's so excited to be a grandpa, and so he does ask me a lot, when are you having kids? When do I get grandbabies? And I've just started jokingly saying to him, like, oh, I'll give you a grandbaby if you pay off all my debt, because until that happens, I'm not having a baby. So this isn't me coming after him, obviously, Dad, don't worry about it. But it is like, at what point do we need to just stop asking and back off and take the first answer we got as the answer? It's no means no, yes means yes. Like, maybe your yes becomes a no in a couple years. We just need to respect it. There's such a fine line between saying, hey, you'd be this great parent, when are you gonna bless us with more of your genes? And then just straight up harassment and not respecting someone's life choices. The reason I really firmly believe we need to stop asking people when they're finally gonna have kids is because one day you're gonna ask the wrong person. And like I said, it's one thing to ask once and you're excited for them and want to know what the plan is because you're so excited to be a part of their life. But it's another thing to constantly be berating them on the subject. So one day, you might ask the wrong person. You're going to ask the couple that just spent hours fighting and crying because they had come to an agreement on the point of kids, and now one of them isn't feeling it anymore, and your comment is just going to be another dig and another reminder that this life they thought they had created for themselves is falling apart, and it's going to put a ton of pressure on the person who doesn't want kids to change their mind, which can lead to a very unhealthy and unhappy life, and it's going to give permission to the person who does want to have kids to not respect the opinion of their partner, because all of a sudden, like, look, all of these people are saying we should have kids, let's just have kids, get over it. And that's not fair. You might even ask the couple who've evaluated their life choices and evaluated what they want, and they've said, you know what, it's not for us. According to a Pew Research Center study, 1 in 5 people are going to choose to remain childless. That's doubled since the 1970s. Another study from 2013 notes that more than 80% of men say they've always wanted to be a dad and are looking forward to having kids, compared to only 70% of women feeling the same way. So the stats are in. Some people have no desire to procreate, 20% of males apparently, and 30% of females. And you know what? That's okay. It doesn't matter how meaningful your experience as a parent was, or if you think they'd be the best parent ever. If they don't want to have kids, they shouldn't have kids. It really doesn't affect you. You can be sad that you don't get to be a grandma, but guess what? You have an incredible child and should be vying for whatever they say makes them happy, not what you think is going to make them happy. It feels like almost every single time I see my dad or talk to him on the phone, he says, when am I getting grandbabies? And he only says it because, first off, he knows that we are planning to have kids one day, and he's so excited for it. But what I think is really important to note, and why I don't scream and shout at him every time he asked me is because there is a time before I met John where I was kind of like, you know what? I don't know if I'll have kids. I'm not really feeling it. I don't see it for my future right now. Like, maybe one day, but... And he respected that. He said, yeah, do you know what? Maybe you're going to meet a cute boy one day and your mind will change. But the reality is you make the decision that's best for you. And so he respected my choices. And that's a big difference here that I want to reiterate. I know I've said this a couple times, it feels like. But it's one thing to ask someone and find out. But once they've made a decision, let them be. Before I go on, I need to give a trigger warning. If discussions of difficult pregnancies and miscarriages could take you back to a traumatic state, please stop listening right now. I say this because one day you might ask the couple who is desperately trying to have kids, when are you going to have kids? But they can't. The couple that spent thousands of dollars on unsuccessful fertility treatments and are drowning in debt. The couple that has desperately tried to adopt but it's never worked out and they're losing hope. Or the couple that has only just found out one of them can't procreate. The couple that feels like a failure because they can't do the one thing everyone is demanding of them and making sound so simple, as if it's the easiest and most straightforward decision in the world to have kids. What worries me most of all is that one day you might ask the couple who were going to have a child, who already told their parents, who had a sonogram picture on their kitchen fridge, who were picking out names and building a nursery, but who've lost their baby. Your innocent question of, when are you having kids, won't be so innocent. It'll be a painful reminder that they were going to have a child, that their happiness is just ripped from them and there's nothing they can do. The reality is that 70% of pregnancies end in miscarriage. And before that stat scares you too much, keep in mind that many of these miscarriages happen without the mother even knowing she's pregnant in the first place because the cells die off before they could even be detected. But the latest report states that 15 to 20% of confirmed pregnancies where the mother's missed a period and taken a test and been confirmed as pregnant by her doctor end up in a miscarriage. That number is still heartbreaking. I have a friend who had a miscarriage. She and her husband were devastated. It happened during her first trimester. One moment she was planning how she'd surprise their parents with the good news, and the next she was sitting in a hospital room. They've told some people in their life, but not most. Instead, when they go to family events or parties with friends, they're asked, "When are you guys having kids?" Because all their friends and family know how much she's always wanted to have a baby, and it becomes this brutally painful reminder that they were supposed to have a child. That the due date passed last week, that she cried over newborn clothes their baby's never gonna wear, and that he still feels like he failed her in some way, that they're mourning a death. She told me, "I just never know what to say. Do I tell them what happened? Do I laugh and say I don't know? Like, I did know. I was supposed to be a mom, and instead I feel like a failure. It's just one more reminder that I wasn't able to do the most basic thing my body is supposed to do as a woman." I watched her get asked, "When are you two finally having kids?" by an aunt at a party once. It was 2 months after the miscarriage. So she put a smile on her face and kind of brushed it off, wanting to understand, not make a big deal or make a scene or a fuss. And her husband put his arm around her and they just shared this look of total loss. But beautiful support for each other in the midst of it. To the aunt that asked her when she was having kids, saying, "Oh, I want to be a grand aunt. What's taking so long?" And to you, my listeners, I ask this. Is asking that question worth the risk? You may be brushing me off thinking, "Oh, don't be so dramatic. I would know." But you might not know. So ask the question once. We're excited that you're so excited for us, and when we're ready, you'll be the first to know. We're going to need your prayers for a healthy pregnancy and baby, and we'll take so much delight in sharing the good news with you and celebrating with you and watching you hold our child for the first time. But in the meantime, you don't need to keep asking. asking, because one day you might ask the wrong person. Instead, ask us about other things. There's so many other questions you can ask a married couple or just a couple in general. Ask, how's work? What are your goals over the next 5 years? How can I love and support you? Those are the important questions, because plans for the future are great and having kids is great. But it may not be what someone wants. It may be something they're really struggling with. You just don't know. So that was kind of a long tangent, but I do think it's important to remember. And as I kind of talked to some friends, like, oh, I think I may do a podcast on this, they just said, oh my gosh, yes, because it's something that, especially now that I'm in my mid-20s, I've noticed me and my friends, we get asked this question so much. Like I said, I went to a lot of family events this summer, and I love my family, and I'm not throwing them under the bus or anything, but I got asked this question every single day and time. And after a while, it becomes so frustrating, because it's like, yeah, I would love to have a kid right now. I'd love to be able to afford that. I would love for my body to be ready for that kind of crazy experience, but I'm not ready. Doesn't matter how many times you ask me, that's not going to change. And like I said, I can handle the question. I've become a pro. I've got all my quick, sarcastic little remarks all up in queue. So I've got it, but that's just me. I know a lot of people where you ask them that question over and over and over again, and it's just heartbreaking because you don't know what they're going through. Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear your thoughts. Do you get annoyed when people ask you if you're having kids? Do you like it? What are your thoughts on it? Is this relatable in any way? I want to hear from you, and then I'll read responses maybe in the next podcast. So have a great weekend. I found that releasing these Friday afternoons has worked best for everyone. So I think we're going to stick to that schedule. So yeah, we'll be back Friday. Thanks, guys. Bye. Ooh, ooh. Just tell mom I'm okay, okay.